The governor of California, his first term, his remarks to the people of California, Gavin Newsom. Let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and, respectfully, take too long. What project? Sometimes known as high-speed rail. I welcome Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. He has a podcast, Policy and Politics and Policy. He has a videocast TV show and podcast, Goodfellas, and he writes for California Dreamin'. And we go to that remark by the governor many years later. The project? Bill, a very good evening to you. The governor right away impressed everybody by being candid about high-speed rail. What's happened in between then and now? Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, John. So what you're referring to is in 2019, just a few weeks after taking office, Gavin Newsom, the 40th governor of California, stood before the legislature and said the words that you mentioned, let's be real about high-speed rail. And what he proceeded to do, John, was confuse everybody, because at first it sounded like he was saying, we've got to put an end to high-speed rail. But then if you read exactly what he said, John, he was saying that, well, let's keep doing what we're doing, which is building the track through the Central Valley, the so-called Train to Nowhere, which runs from Bakersfield to Merced, but then admitted that it cost too much to complete the plan to build a high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And doing this, John, just confused everybody. He then had to quickly walk back what he meant to say, in part because labor has a huge role to play in building this. Labor, of course, is a big part of the California Democratic resistance. But, John, here we are. It's now 2024. It's now 5 years since Governor Newsom said those words. And the situation of high-speed rail in California is worse than maybe ever in this regard. It's now been revealed that the state needs at least another $100 billion, John, to complete the project. This is a project initially estimated to cost about $33 billion to be done in the early 2030s. Nobody's really being bold enough to say when it will be finished. It's a money pit, plain and simple, John. And so the question for California is, why do we keep going on building this? At some point, we have to say we've got to stop because we just don't have the money for it. It's just never going to get done.
Yes, apologies are in order. Does the governor apologize for, after all, he could say very rationally, this was somebody else's idea that I inherited. Will he apologize?
No, he won't, John, because he's dug in part because labor has such a big role to play in this, and they'll cry foul if he wants to put a halt to the project. Where I think he needs to apologize, and this is the thrust of my California on Your Mind column, apologies are in order all around California. His apology should be this. When he came into office and he said, you know, let's be frank, he should have then said, let's put it to the people to decide. Now, this high-speed rail project was started, John, with the bond that was passed in 2008, a $10 billion bond, a down payment on the $33 billion project that's now going to cost probably at least five times that to get done if it ever gets done. What he should have said, John, was, you know, sorry for all this, folks, it's been a mess, and we're going to put a referendum on the ballot in 2020 or 2022, take your pick, and we're going to let the voters decide what to do here. Yes, they downvoted high-speed rail. And he didn't want to do that in part, John, because, again, it would have offended labor. But secondly, John, it probably would have passed by voters. Voters would have said, we don't want any more high-speed rail. I've seen polls showing that they're not happy about this. So that's his apology, plain and simple, John. He should apologize for continuing this train to nowhere.
And we go on from there to talk about apologies in San Francisco. This is the origin of Gavin Newsom is San Francisco. Tell the story, Bill. Why is the governor in the governor's mansion today from San Francisco's point of view? What happened?
Well, Gavin Newsom is an entrepreneur in San Francisco in the late 1990s, in the mid to late 1990s, and he is friends with a gentleman named Willie Brown. Willie Brown, for those people not versed with California, was the longtime Speaker of the Assembly, the so-called Ayatollah of the Assembly, which was rather iron-fisted rule. Willie Brown, though, becomes subject to term limits in the 1990s, John. He doesn't want to leave politics, so he just moves to the West, goes back to his native San Francisco, and runs for mayor of San Francisco and is elected. Willie Brown, once he's elected mayor of San Francisco, he then does two favors for Gavin Newsom. Number one, he puts Newsom on a parking commission board, gives him kind of a segue into politics. And then secondly, John, he appoints Newsom to a seat on the board of supervisors, which is a great launching spot for San Francisco politics. In fact, the supervisor just jumped in the mayor's race, which we can talk about in a minute. So Willie Brown is kind of the godfather, if you will, for Gavin Newsom's political career. So if you don't like Gavin Newsom, go blame Willie Brown, because Willie Brown's the guy who gave him his start.
Let's go to San Francisco. It's a troubled city. It wasn't in the late 20th century. It was a magical city. where all of what is now Silicon Valley was gathering. The present mayoralty contest in San Francisco has London Breed, the incumbent, against Daniel Lurie. Is he on the board? Is he on the same board?
No, sir. Daniel Lurie is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, John, so he doesn't lack money. And he is running as something of an outsider in the mayor's race. There's another moderate who's running. And now a gentleman named Aaron Peskin is on the board of supervisors. He jumped in the race yesterday, which is a problem for Breed because now she's being attacked from the right and the left in this campaign. Votes are being divided all over the place. But no, Lurie's an outsider. Now, what's funny here is that Lurie is supported by a gentleman named Frank Jordan. Frank Jordan, John, was the mayor of San Francisco, who was ousted by Willie Brown in the mid-1990s. All this is connected. And Frank Jordan is infamous for one thing. When he was running for re-election and was in trouble, they were trying to find ways to kind of, you know, spice up his campaign. And somebody decided to invite a couple of radio DJs to Jordan's house to interview him. Then, for some reason, they decided they were going to do it in the shower. And I kid you not, the radio DJs and Frank Jordan all get into a shower in San Francisco. This is all family entertainment, by the way. We're not going down that road in San Francisco. And they do their show from the shower. Jordan is in the shower. There are photos of three men shot naked from the waist up standing in the shower. It's a bad visual. On top of that, to make it worse, John, the candidate who's not much of a singer, he starts singing Sinatra's My Way while he's in the shower. So it's just one of those images, John, that sticks with San Francisco voters forever. Anyway, Frank Jordan probably owes voters an apology for having gotten in that shower, but he's involved in this mayor's race too. So this is just one of the beauties of California politics, John. It's just so cyclical that just kind of these things all overlapped with each other, be it Willie Brown and Gavin Newsom or Frank Jordan and Daniel Lurie.
It does look like San Francisco is the launch pad for the governor's mansion, and eventually we can imagine the presidential contest in years future. Yep. But I want to stay with San Francisco right now. London Breed is running for re-election. Does she owe San Francisco an apology?
I think she owes the voters an apology in this regard, John. She is very late to the game when it comes to policing the city. It was not too long ago that she was taking money out of law enforcement and putting it to D&I endeavors. This is back in the 2020 and 2021, to the peak of defund the police. Now she's kind of done a 180 on this, and she supported a couple of ballot measures that were approved in March, which give the police in San Francisco more teeth, John. These are things like surveillance and latitude when it comes to chasing suspects and so forth. So it's a reversal for her, and she's late to the game. So, yes, she owes an apology.
And San Francisco itself right now, is it your measure, Bill, that it can recover, that this mayoralty race will answer some questions and they can begin to reverse the deterioration? We have about a minute.
It would be interesting if they, I'm not supporting anybody or advocating anybody, if they did elect someone who's something of an outsider, it'd be interesting if that outsider could really shake things up. California's economy is struggling right now, John. Unemployment's about 5.3%. A city like San Francisco faces questions in terms of returning to work and business development and so forth. So I think San Francisco at all times has to go the way of Chicago. If you look at Chicago, how Chicago repurposed a lot of its office space into residential, I think that's part of what a San Francisco rebuild needs to look like.
Bill Whalen, writing for California on Your Mind, for the question of apologies in California, not forthcoming apologies. Bill is at the Hoover Institution. His podcast is Politics and Policy. His TV show, a YouTube broadcast and podcast, is Goodfellas. I'm John Bass.